I like when you do this, it just looks like everybody's on their phone.
I like when I go live and you just start talking other than in the camera. We're on the captain's log, guys. Carl, Remy, and Stacy Steele. What's going on?
Dude, we've made it.
We lived. So far.
We're doing press all morning in Southwest Florida, and we're having fun today.
Yeah, we are.
I was a little late to arrive, huh, for the first show, though?
Yeah, but look at how dapper you're looking.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, what is he doing after
this? It takes a little extra time to throw on a suit jacket. I get it.
Like, is he going to a funeral?
Yeah.
And Carl's like, no, he's probably got some kind of, like, liquor meeting.
I do. I have this big, down on Fort Myers Beach, it's a huge, they have 5 accounts. And I'm one of the meetings. I have 3 meetings today,
so what do you
today.
Do? You call them? And you're like, hey, I got
this. This was set up through a mutual friend who's in the biz who said that I need to go and sell my product at this restaurant and organization. They have a bunch of locations. And I was like, oh my God, I would love that. Like, that would be huge. And then just so happens that the CEO and owner actually is in town today and tomorrow. He was super cool. He's like, yeah, man, I totally want to meet with you. Even if what was cool about it is he said, even if I don't buy the product, which I was pissed about,
He's
like, I want to meet you because there's a lot of
negatives.
Stuff. Yeah.
Wait a second. You're already not going
to
buy
He's like,
it.
I want to talk to you anyway because I heard a lot about you. I want to meet you. And I'm sure we could do a lot of things together. But then he wrapped it up with the product. I'm sure we can get it in. You just have to, make sure that we get the right distributor to deliver it to all 5 locations. So I was like, dude, done deal. Hello.
Oh, that's cool.
Like,
yeah, and you got gin now too.
Gin and white rum. They both came out last week, and then I have the vodka.
How do you do?
It's
he basically takes a bottle of Grey Goose, pours it into a bottle, and
yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it works.
It's like water. Is that like Evian?
It's really not alcohol. Let's face it. It's just marketing.
It's fancy water.
It's just marketing. No, the process is a little difficult, but it really got slowed down with the vodka. I mean, with the gin and the white rum because the government shut down, right? So that backed up. Like, I thought it would come out in January. And it just came out, like April 1st or whatever.
The government died.
Yeah, we're not going to really die. I mean, do you want to talk about dying?
Dude, we'll go viral.
I literally was driving down the road today on the way here, and a school bus went through a red light.
Are you serious?
And
we can't get in the bus?
Nope. It was a short bus.
Of course it was.
It was a short bus. I locked up the brakes and came within 10 feet of the school bus. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how sorry you could have been if I literally crashed into a school bus.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? I got you beat. You know that that truck that has 9 cars?
Oh, level? Yeah, the carrier?
Dude, you hit that thing, you're fucking done.
The worst, I learned in 4th grade, though, that the most deadliest vehicle on the road, do you know what it is?
The gas truck.
Nope.
No. Like, deadly to you if you're driving?
Yeah,
or
if you get hit by it.
Ambulance?
Nope.
Semi-truck?
Nope.
A garbage truck?
Nope.
Brian's being a driving?
The captain's alive.
That's close. No.
Give us a clue.
Cement truck. Deadliest vehicle. That's what I was told by...
Are we talking about the mafia? Like,
no, by a firefighter paramedic.
But I'm sure a garbage truck is a close second.
Yeah, but it's not going to have the weight. It's not going to have the tanking capacity of the just
the
push
cement.
Through. Yeah, imagine the cement. Once that cement gets it's full, if you have a full cement smashing around, and then that just gets going.
And then it goes in your car, and you're locked in, like, a sidewalk for the rest of your life.
That's rough. That's rough.
What movies are those? Like, that's a scene
it
from
like a movie.
Like, you can't stop
an 80s
all
movie.
That concrete just moving at you.
Nah.
It's like when you bring out the guns, bro. The gun show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not stopping those.
You can't stop them. You can contain them.
Right.
You could barely contain them.
Show your Google Maps.
What's the Google Maps?
Right here. You want to know where to go? To Estero? You want to go to Benita Springs?
So did the veins just start popping out after working out? Or did you always just have big veins?
No, it's all diet.
It is.
It's like...
He eats like a chick.
No, I'm doing intermittent fasting.
What? You do? So how often do you do that? Because I kind of do it.
Almost every day, like occasionally.
So you eat at night, and then you don't eat again until what time?
Like, say I'll eat, like, today from, like, 11 to 7.
11 to
and
7.
And I won't eat again until 11.
11 a.m.
to 7 p.m.
To 7 p.m. you'll
like,
eat.
Like, I haven't had breakfast yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And you don't need it. And, you know.
Right. You don't eat breakfast.
And that's why they call it breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah. Right. So you must watch my captain's log. Because Dr. Dalla gave us...
Oh, the doctor did
we
it?
We did the well, intermittent
I'm kind of a pseudo-doctor myself.
Yeah, yeah. Why? You know, I noticed that. I did notice that. I don't want to talk about your credentials.
I mean, I spent enough time in college to be a doctor. I didn't graduate.
I was trying to tell people how funny you are, not just how smart you are.
Yeah,
as
I'm
well,
like
you
know? A doctor of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
I do pull out some clever. I do some, you know, like some historical facts in my routine.
Sure.
You know,
George Washington.
The George White, throw out some facts.
Right. Tell me about that. What is
so
it?
So you learn about the ancestry.com. Have you seen that one?
No, yet? Let's hear it.
Do the bit?
I can't just do the bit.
Oh my God, you can't burn bits on the log, bro. Yeah. Only on stage.
No, I actually posted it on my page.
You did?
Yeah.
Off the hook.
Yeah, okay. From off the hook. Okay. So it's a clip.
All right. Well, you guys got to find it. Tell everyone how they can find you guys.
Right here.
On the Captain Vlog. But
if you're here, we're here.
On social media, perfect. I know that it's Carl Remy.
Yeah, Carl Remy. That's basically it. Like in Instagram.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my Instagram like up, but I can't figure it out, man.
You know what?
And you're doing good.
They totally...
change the algorithms again.
The algorithms are just down nothing. Yeah, so right now, I would say that 1 out of 3 to 5... Probably 1 out of 4 on average of your followers are going to see your post. So if you have 10,000 followers, you need to post
10,000.
At least 4,000.
He's got 1,000. Maybe.
10,000.
Okay. But you got to put out content, bro. You got all this great funny jokes and everything. You just got to keep posting.
But I see people that don't put out that much content and they got all these followers.
Okay. So they're good at what they do. Do you know how many hashtags you can use on a post?
4,000.
Yeah, but it seems to never work.
No, 30.
Is it 30?
30 hashtags.
And what about
post?
If you hashtag the post or do you hashtag
you
in the comments?
You can do either one. It works. But they still
all
add up.
You also have to tag people. And if you tag people, that
you know how many tags you can put in there?
20 max.
I believe it's 20, yes.
It is 20.
It's 20. I don't want to bother people tagging them in anything.
It doesn't, you know what? Who's going to look? Like, honestly, they don't look. Just tag them. Yeah. Tag like freaking Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I have a.
Oh, look at that.
I have a rat on my shoulder.
It's not a rat.
Oh, what is this?
She's a hedgehog.
A hedgehog.
That's Fiona.
This is the first hedgehog that made an appearance on the log.
And on your stage.
Yes, this is.
Yes.
She's actually gotten big, Fiona.
Yeah, this is it. She's
that's
just
full grown. But I remember her like when she was a little tiny one.
Yeah.
How,
she's a little nugget.
And what does she eat? How much does she? She doesn't or she doesn't?
She stops herself.
She should. She should because her belly fat's getting
she's running in her wheel 5 to,
you know. So what did the doctor say about intermittent fasting?
So the intermittent fasting. So basically like after 7 o'clock, no food and breakfast, right? That's right. Obviously.
And that's what he does.
Yeah. And then he does in the morning apple cider vinegar. Do you do it?
Yeah, I do that.
You do an apple cider vinegar in the morning and night?
No,
just in the morning.
Right.
You can do 1 tablespoon, right, with water.
I do 2 tablespoons. In
2 tablespoons straight or with water?
No, with water.
Yeah, because it's tossed straight, huh?
Oh, I just shoot it.
Yeah,
you
can. And then basically, you need 16 hours. After 12 hours, right, you start. That's when you start burning your body, your belly fat.
Right.
It breaks those cells.
Wow, Brian, I'm impressed.
I know a little, but a lot.
Did you hear about the dry fast?
No, what's that? When you don't piss yourself?
No, you don't drink water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
called death.
No,
not all the time.
It's actually real. I just started watching some stuff on it. I'm going to learn more about it.
All right.
But you're actually, it works 3 times as fast as intermittent, as if you fast with just water.
That's what bodybuilders do when they compete.
So with bodybuilders, they also do the thing where they load up on salt, right, first, and then they go, like, they eat, like, fatty, salty foods. Don't they do, like, a few different things?
GHB.
Whatever they do is wrong. I know that much.
Oh,
it's not a good thing.
No.
Because the next day, they gain, like, 12 pounds, 15 pounds.
Oh, I've done that.
Have you seen that?
Easy. Yeah, we've done it.
Well, you did it.
They would take GHB to get all the water out of their muscles.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken GHB?
No.
It's good.
It is?
I was working. Yeah,
I was roofie once.
One time we were
What's
doing...
What's it do to your wiener, though?
I feel GHB? Like, no, it's a good buzz.
It is.
Like, that's I mean, I don't wiener? Do it anymore, but like...
I feel like your wiener would shrivel.
One time, I was doing promotions for Marlboro back in the day.
Yeah.
We had these big trucks, and we would drive... It would be like these F-150s. It would be 5 of us driving them down to the club in Miami.
Okay.
So one
this
time...
This is a promotion?
Yeah. And one time, my manager was like, dude, you're going to sit and watch the trucks. He goes, but it's cool, man. I'm going to give you a cap full of GHB so you can chill. And Yeah, it's like a little tiny capful. No. He goes, don't take any more than this.
And this is a supplement that's legal.
No.
Oh, no. Dude, you're asking me if I'm doing illegal drugs?
No, it was legal. It's legal, right?
No, it's not legal. GHB, that's what people put in
this
people's drinks.
This was back
drinks.
In the 90s.
Oh.
So yeah. I think it was
like
legal
roofies,
back then.
But it's liquid.
So wonder why I don't take it.
No,
Jesus.
It was really good.
You
it gave me a buzz
it.
For
you
like.
You probably gave it to some girls. It,
never.
It's not a roofie,
I don't
though.
Even do drugs.
I didn't feel roofied. Like, I knew what I was doing.
You liked the feeling.
Yeah, it was good.
Carl roofies himself.
That's yeah. it.
Wonder why I don't know what this is.
It's
Jesus.
Like roofie,
you're trying to set me up for like a
I
me
had
too.
No idea that yeah. this was what that was.
Well,
but
that,
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying bodybuilders take it, though.
They take this.
Yeah. To deplete the water out of their muscles.
I never
really?
Heard that.
Yeah.
I gotta check that out.
And you could get it from my local nutrition store back
be,
in the
that
day.
Can't be, yeah.
That, that's okay. gotta be
no.
different.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it might have been under the table.
Sure
he
about, like,
sold
I swear.
It. He had it there. It wasn't
but I knew
really
the, I knew
on
the
shelf.
Guy.
he also had cocaine okay. and probably yeah. a bunch of other stuff.
Well, that was illegal?
Like yeah. meth and stuff.
That wasn't
we
illegal.
Used to take ephedra and caffeine.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Remember
yeah.
ephedra and
yeah.
caffeine?
Yeah.
And you could, I dropped 8 pounds in like four
a
days.
yeah. And what? And then everyone like got cancer or something, yeah. didn't they?
No, their hearts exploded.
Yeah, they died. Right, that's not good.
Oh, that's so funny.
But what was the other one that was that was a pill form?
Ketamine?
No, and then they tried to come out
that's
with
cat tranquilizer.
And then they tried to come out with it again, but it wasn't even the same. They had
like
to
Xenadrine?
Maybe.
Xenadrine? Yeah. I used to take Xenadrine when it first came out.
Because it had
ephedra
in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
ephedra,
they
right.
Yeah, and then they basically they were like, yeah, it's the same product. We just reformulated
right.
it.
Right.
Without
yeah.
the shit that
yeah,
worked.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now this is vitamin B.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
It's
realized,
a sugar pill.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It's placebo.
I just realized that you don't need an airbag in the back if you get into an accident. I could just use my hair.
Are you literally not in your seatbelt? You're not in a seatbelt, damn
I'm
it.
I'm in my seatbelt.
You're not in a seatbelt?
Yeah, I'm in my seatbelt.
Oh, jeez. All right. I scared.
I'm just like stretched forward.
I was scared. I was
but
scared.
If I, but if I get in an
wait,
accident,
do you have to be in a seatbelt in the back seat?
Yeah, I
no,
think so.
Not my age.
No?
I mean,
no.
well.
How old are you? 12?
27.
You can still do it. It's under 12. Kids and under. You're a 12-year-old height. So
yeah.
that counts.
Hair. I'm like totally pulling a Snoopy right now.
You're like my daughter when you get to the ride. She's like, she has to put like extra socks on, and she puts her hair in a bun so,
yeah,
she, can,
yeah.
so she can fit.
Dude, you're covering the live.
Oh,
people
yeah,
don't know we're
God.
Live.
Slide over, Stacey. Slide over. The live is.
People yeah. don't know we're live.
Yeah. They can't
they
tell.
They couldn't figure it out.
So you're going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight. I happen to own that place. Great.
Yeah,
great.
It's a great. You have a great place.
Amazing.
I didn't know you owned it.
Okay,
yes, yes.
Can I just say that you're filet mignon, and I'm not really a huge steak eater.
Wait, why are they giving you filet mignon? I'm not doing filet mignon prices in this club. Damn it.
Your filet
guys,
mignon is
no
the best filet
for Stacey. What are we doing? I am losing money.
I tasted it from a client. Watch the car in front of you.
Oh my God.
He's going to lose his mind.
I got to put the car in automatic drive.
It's like the best filet mignon I've ever had in my life.
I'm just shocked that you're getting filets.
I'm not getting filet. I took it from a client.
Oh my God. You stole it off his table?
Just cut a piece right off, and then I took a french fry from his wife.
I don't even give Carl filet mignon prices. He gets.
I can't eat. I'm on
Wagyu
a fast.
Burger.
Yeah,
Wagyu burger prices, but not filet money.
We don't eat.
This
we
guy's car is super not annoying.
Not cool at all.
No.
He just
how about his front wheels are little skinny ones and his back wheels are back? That's
it's like me.
We're doing like time on this guy's car.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, listen, let's talk about, you're going to be there tonight.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then opening for Ben Glebe on Sunday.
Right.
Great show.
Right.
Great show.
And then next Wednesday.
Yeah,
well.
Next Wednesday, Stacey's going to have a great class. You're going to do like a little one-hour workshop.
Right.
For open
with
mic
Carl.
Comedians with Carl.
Right.
And then.
Then we're going to do an open mic.
Yeah, then you're going to host the open mic.
And
which
then we're
going to
do a real show.
There's a lot of people signed up.
That's very cool. Yeah.
There's already a lot
am
of people.
Am I closing that open mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're closing the whole place.
I'm hosting it.
You're putting the key in the door at the end of the night. You're going to do all the server checkouts.
No
and do it up.
Roll-ups, like you said before.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Roll
yeah.
Rolling.
Ups.
I'll roll
I need
silver.
You to do all the side
all
work,
the
please. And then, and then call
and
it a night.
And I'm going to blow the chef for a filet mignon.
Oh, God,
sorry.
This log is going nowhere quick, guys.
Dude, we learned a lot. We learned.
We did, intermittent fasting.
Yes.
We learned about hedgehogs.
How long have you been doing the intermittent fasting?
I'd say a couple months.
No, it's more
how
than
much
that.
How much weight have you lost on it, do you think?
Well, I'm maintaining, like,
yeah.
between, like, 197 to 205. It
yeah.
depends.
Yeah.
So am I.
Depends what I eat in that moment. Like, sometimes I'll just go nuts for a couple of days.
Right. Just eat. I could do that too sometimes.
Yeah. You know.
Well, that's good for you. That actually resets your leptin levels.
Oh, yeah?
It's really, it should really be 6 days that. On, one yeah, day yeah. off.
You can't do it all day.
I'm resetting, no, like, bitches.
Like, if you eat, if you eat lean cuisine, that's good. If you eat four lean cuisines, that's just
that's
cuisine.
Resetting.
That's cuisine.
That's just a lot of cuisines.
That is. It's not lean. But if you do the 6 days on, one day off, where you're cheating for one day, then
that's okay.
That's totally okay.
Yeah,
you sure?
Totally okay.
For an hour though, for an hour.
Well, that's a different thing. If you do that once a week for 1 hour,
have you
and
done
eat
the? Have you gone dry yet? Have you done the dry one?
No, I haven't done dry. Yeah, I kind of want to look into it. Yeah, I'm thinking.
It's
about
hard.
It.
How long do you have to go dry for?
The thing I saw was 24 hours.
That's really?
That's one day.
I did a 22-hour fast yesterday.
That's like on Naked and Afraid. You might as well just do that.
Well, no, I mean, because you get dehydrated, you can really mess yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does dehydrate you, but when you're...
Guys, we are not giving doctor advice here. We're just regurgitating information.
No, but I'm actually...
Somebody once did, and they did. We don't know if they made it, but they did.
I don't know.
My information is correct. I was a trainer and a nutritionist for many years. I certified in thousands of personal trainers in South Florida.
Okay,
so.
Good. Okay, okay. So Stacy does reboot, know. Reboot. She knows.
Reboot. So where were you?
But dryness. Carl's is going to go dry.
He's talking about dryness.
No, but see,
on the head?
That kills diseases and stuff because it kills the bad cells. When you get the doctor on, you can ask him.
Okay.
What does? Going dehydrated?
Yeah, because it starts attacking, and you still have water in your body. So even if you go on a 24-hour dry fast, you still pee the next morning.
Yeah.
Because your cells are taking water from other places. And a dry fast is where you don't even take a shower because your body can absorb the water.
Really?
What the hell? I don't want to be around you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So you stink?
Yeah, but you're healthy.
Depleted.
But you're healthy. It
your
helps your mind.
Your veins are popping out.
I don't know.
I have to say, when I do the intermittent fasting, I swear that my mind, Doc Dollar said this is true.
He said
because when you are a hunter, that you have to have a sharp mind, right? When you're hunting and you need food, you have to be sharper on your game. He's like, he thinks that's why when you fast, that your mind seems clearer. I feel like I am more productive.
Yeah, do you?
A little, yeah.
Well, ask the people around you. They might disagree.
They probably don't feel...
And what do you eat during the day? Do you carb it up?
No. I would do the same thing. I'll do 7 o'clock, and then... I honestly don't do every day the cider. I look at it. It's on the counter.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I pass by it, and I'm like, damn, I missed it again.
I do it every day.
You
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
But then I won't eat till 2 o'clock.
See, that's good. I think that's good.
Yeah. But it used to be back in the day.
Don't you feel full when you eat, and you're like, I don't want to do anything?
No, I really feel like more energy.
Dude, remember I said I worked at Cracker Barrel before?
Yeah.
You ever eat a Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
With the gravy and
God.
I was like, and these people would order all these big slabbing, and I'm like, where are you going after this?
Yeah,
like
to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You sleep.
For a 9-hour nap.
The electric chair.
Yeah.
That's your last supper.
Yeah. Like, how do you eat that for breakfast?
And then, stay.
But I have done that because I can eat.
But then go about your day or like
crazy.
Like I'll eat that and then my whole day is shot down.
No, not me.
See, I'm like you.
I never shut it down.
I can eat
during the day. Like I haven't taken a nap in 25 years.
Oh, we take naps all the time.
You're
nappers. Love naps.
That's called sex.
That's called being a comic.
No. Sex and naps are two completely different things.
Hey, Jen.
That's being a comic.
Really?
Yeah.
You got it. Like I'd say 90% of comics take naps.
Yeah.
I've not napped in 25 years.
That's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how to do it.
Really?
I literally, when I wake up, I swear, everyone
I could
says,
nap on the
I
show.
I rise right out of the bed like, whoop! Like it's like,
Jesus,
not, yeah, it's not normal.
Like
and I'm like, bam!
You're like happy to get carpe diem and
see,
shit?
Yeah, that's how I am when I wake up too.
And then I don't turn it off till like 11, then I just, done.
You're like a robot.
Man. Yeah, done. Shut it down, Cappy. And I wake up the next day.
Really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's
like a boating mentality, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I can't nap, dude.
That's amazing.
I'm going to try to nap one day, and I'm going to text you. I'm napping.
You should put it on the log.
I should. Go live?
Go.
The captain
stay
is
with
napping.
Stay with you.
Cat nap.
Stay with
me. I'm going to do that.
And everybody's going to be like, we just watched this guy sleep for a half hour.
What is that called? MRS? What's it called?
REM sleep?
No, when they want you to do, like, make different sounds and do different things. What's that thing called? The craze on YouTube?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
When, like, you eat, like, chips and people like the sound of the chips.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You're like,
yeah.
You're like Yeah, you like break an egg and they're like so satisfying.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
There's people that make millions of dollars doing this.
Yep. What's wrong with that? I know.
They have like all these microphones on their stuff and it's like the exact sound of a boiled egg.
Well, it's like a Foley artist in a motion picture. That's what they do, those sounds. They sit in a room and do stuff that has nothing to do with the actual sound.
They'll like scratch like a tin foil and they like do all different stuff.
Yeah.
And people love that.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And they make money off it.
Millions, dude.
We'll be opening for them.
They will be coming to the
club. When are we opening for
them? Tin foil.
And they're just going to do that for 45 minutes.
Stop it.
I saw on Dateline, there's like a couple famous YouTubers that make millions
day. That. Didn't we see that?
They produce that.
And they come and do comedy shows, but there's no comedy. All they do is they stand there and
they don't really do that, do they?
No. Not the people that do the sounds.
Oh, he's talking about something else.
I need to book those people.
That's on Dateline?
They did a thing. It's called like RMS or something. Somebody tell me what it's called, damn it. I'm struggling over here. This is live. Yeah. There's no editing on the log. We're just stumbling through it.
That's because you didn't take a nap.
Yeah, I should have a nap. I should be a napper.
So how many hours do you sleep at night?
I'm a good, like, 6 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get six.
Yeah, I'm a 5 or 6 hour person.
Do you wake up and pee in the middle of the night?
Of course.
Yeah, probably.
Sometimes he doesn't wake up, he just goes pee.
Yeah, that's true.
That's back in the day.
That was my dad joke for the day. Yeah. Sorry.
I did that one time at my niece's house. My sister's house. Yeah, I pissed myself. We went out the night before.
Oh, well, that's different.
And I was still, like, wasted from the night before.
That's different.
When I was on their couch and I just had pee and I had no change of clothes.
Oh no.
So I'm like, I have to leave before anybody wakes
what
up.
What did you do? You left?
I drove home, piss filled pants.
Piss potty pants.
My sister doesn't even know the story.
Oh my god. Once when I was like 8, we were at a hotel with my family, and you know, you stay in like the room with your parents, right? Because you're little. And I woke up, went to the trash can, literally pissed in it while I was sleeping. Flushed it. There's no flush. Yeah. And walked back to bed. My parents are like, "What the hell just happened?"
Yeah, I was drunk, right? Drunk?
Yeah. At 8. Yeah, I was totally buzzed.
Raccoons.
I was buzzed.
Buzzed? That's more than buzzed.
I was 8, dude. I was sleepwalking. I didn't know what I was doing.
You were 8?
And if I was your sister, I would have gone into the trash and ate the cake that somebody threw out that you just peed on out of the trash.
Nasty.
And we had a big fight.
Nasty.
We all have issues.
My brother and his best friend peed in my shampoo once.
No way.
They put like all kinds of makeup
That's
in it.
That's a real thing?
Yeah. It was horrible. They were like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And they just decided they were going to be mean boys, and they put makeup in it and like crayons.
We used to do that in college.
All kinds of stuff, and I didn't realize.
On the baseball team. Yeah. And then we used to take the toothbrushes.
Shampoo?
We used to take all the rookie first year toothbrushes.
No, put them up your butt.
Yeah, put them up your butt. And then we would take pictures. And then at the end of the trip, on our spring break trip,
because
we'd be like, "How'd you do?" And everyone would be like, And then we pull out the next person. They'd be like,
They throw up?
Well, they were all freaking out, but it was the worst. The first person was the worst because everyone thought like that was the prank, but it was the whole rookie class,
The
freshmen. So after a while, like after the second and third kid, they were like,
"You're like, you all put all
you guys did it. Everybody got
ass,
it,
and then
yeah,
we
but
put it in our
think
mouth.
About it. You put their dirty mouths in your ass,
in your bunghole.
I don't know what's worse.
So that's like worse.
It is.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. All the tartar. You don't. If you get tartar in your bunghole,
that's bad.
It's game over.
That's bad. Yeah, it's rough.
I don't know.
Their mouth germs and your butthole.
All of it's gross.
I wonder, a good thing nobody was using the cinnamon toothpaste, because that would burn, you know? The cinnamon, feel the
What
twin.
About the charcoal one now that makes your teeth white? Does that make your butthole white?
Were you in a fraternity too?
No, we just had the baseball house. Just the boy, like all the athletes on campus had their own like house kind of scenario.
That's like worse than a frat.
And and we were the rocker 101. I was the guy who threw the parties and entertained and got the keggers. So we used to convert the beds. I literally had plywood, so they were bunk beds, right?
Yeah.
We used to take the beds down off the frames, and I cut plywood at Home Depot to fit them, and that would be the stage, so the girls would be dancing like, And we had speakers. I had bass speakers under the freaking
so
bed frames. It was so crazy, dude.
That's insane.
Rocker 101, dude. It's legendary. That was
What position did you play?
I was a pitcher.
Oh, no shit.
Of course you were.
Automatic brakes. Automatic brakes.
We're going to go viral.
Love the car. Automatic brakes.
We're going to be the first to get in the accident.
All right, guys. Long log today. It's the 24 minutes.
Sorry about that, guys.
Your time has expired, guys. Listen, we got to go.
No, we don't have to go.
Don't miss Stacey and Carl tonight at Off the Hook Comedy Club and Sunday. I'll be back with Ben Glebe tomorrow. Ben said he really likes the name of my podcast, The Captain's Log, so he's excited to be on it. It'll be his first. Oh, Fiona is in the house. Yep. Squeeze your little booty. All right, guys. Be good. We're out. Later.
Thanks.